We're bringing the weekend to a close here on Chasing Greatness. Welcome to the podcast today. We've had just such a fun time this week looking at the heart of leadership and what it means to be a leader that others want to follow. We talked about growing our character. We think high-performance characters is vital if you're going to animate your culture. We spent a week talking about growing your culture. I hope you're trying to improve that culture. You know what your aspiration is. You're amplifying that. You're adapting all that stuff that Mark Miller joined us last week and talked about. But this week, we're talking about becoming a leader that others want to follow, not just somebody who says, let's build a culture, but it makes it a lot easier if you have these heart habits that we've been talking about this week. 4 or 5 days ago, it was Hunger for Wisdom Day. Remember, we said, do we have a plan to help us to become wise? And then on the second day, I guess this would have been Wednesday, a couple days ago, we talked about expecting the best and the importance of choosing optimism. And I think if leaders aren't optimistic, nobody else is going to be. It's very rare that your people are going to be more positive than you as a leader. And so if you've gotten a little negative or critical, maybe that's an area that we need to work on. Then we said we have to accept responsibility. It's our responsibility to do the right thing, to do our job, to make sure everybody that we're leading is doing what they're supposed to do as well. And so we're responsible for our actions and the actions of those we lead. And then yesterday was Courage Day, and I love that. We were talking about Gandhi and his you know, unwillingness to almost, it was paralyzing to speak in public. And I spent time a couple days ago with a leader on a coaching call, and he was talking about how proud of himself he was that he had actually leaned in and done something hard. He was having a hard time in front of people, and yet he did this presentation. He said, I was shaking, but I made myself do it. And he said, I felt so good about that. And we said yesterday that leaders are comfortable actually when they're being courageous, and you flex that courage muscle, it gets stronger. Well, today, as I closed yesterday, I kind of teased it. Mark Miller says this one's first among equals. I might push on him a little bit and say Hunger for Wisdom is at least 1A. If this one is that I'm going to give you today is number one, Hunger for Wisdom's 1A, because all the wise people I know, they do expect the best and they do accept responsibility for their actions, and they are courageous, and they do this fifth one as well. They think others first. Again, Mark says that's first among equals. If you're going to start anywhere, let's start by being servant leaders. And I love the idea of what we defined as a prayer and a practice. And the prayer is this. It's just, God, give me the right heart. I mean, we talk here. I mean, you know, we read the Bible, and I love just the things that we can learn when we spend time listening to the truths that are timeless, have been around forever. This idea of having the right heart is important. I'm gonna share a verse about this tomorrow. I hope you'll come back, because God wants to help you, and this verse is going to be, I think it's going to be helpful to you if you'll come back and listen here on Sunday. We always share a Bible verse, but I like that prayer. Just give me the right heart. Help me to have the right heart. I even if you don't pray, this is a good safe place to start. If you're ever going to say a prayer, God, help me have the right heart. How many leaders have you ever been around and you know their heart's not right, and it just deflates you? You don't want to, you know, I was with some leaders the other day, and I said, what happens when a leader's heart's not right? And they're like, well, it's depressing, it's deflating, and I don't want to be engaged, and I don't want to help that leader. I want to be anti, you know, this leader. I'm not going to follow him. I'm actually going to leave him at some point. And so as you think about this idea, how's your heart today? If your heart is not right, maybe that's a good place to start. Just give me the right heart. But it's not just a prayer. It's actually a prayer and a practice. And Mark and I are talking about this, and I know I've referred to him a lot in the last few days, but we're having this conversation when we were writing this content, and Mark just seems to be so good at helping other people, serving other people. We really want to be servant leaders. And I asked him, I said, how are you doing this? I mean, like, how do you think about this? And he said, I have to practice. And I'm like, okay, well, it looks like it's kind of easy for you. And he said, well, it's really hard. It actually has gotten easier as I've practiced more. And his practice was this. He said, every time I get with somebody, I think about, how can I add value to this person? This is something I think about as well. How can I add value to the person I'm with? It's what I'm thinking about today with you. I'm like, how can I add value to you? How can I help you with what you got going on? It's not, what do I need to say? Like, what's going on with you? And how could what we talk about today maybe be helpful to you? Ask yourself that question. How can I add value to the person? And here's what we've discovered is, anytime I'm thinking about how I can add value to you, I'm thinking less about myself. I'm not thinking less of myself. That's different. I'm thinking about myself less, right? There's an important distinction there. I don't want you to think less of yourself. There's greatness in you. I want you to think about yourself less. It's so easy to focus on what can this person do for me? How can I extract value from this person on my team or in my organization, whatever? And the really great leaders I know, they continually seek to add value. And I always tell people, the more you add value, I think the more valuable you become as a leader. And so this idea is huge. Well, I read about one company. We actually have a little spotlight in the field guide. I've talked about it this week. Mark and I wrote a field guide on the heart of leadership, just trying to help you with tactics and all kind of practical stuff. There's meeting notes in here. If you really want to embed this into the character of your leaders and your company, I encourage you to go and get a copy of the field guide. Shop.leadeveryday.com is where those are available. You can get them there. But there's a story in here. We have a little spotlight I'll give you. It's from a Washington-based software company, Limeade. And they offer incentives for adding value to other people. I mean, I like that. It's like they're practicing what we're practicing. They're practicing what we're talking about. And they have an employee. Anytime they have an employee who's exemplified an act of collaboration to help their teammates, they're recognized with the Make Others Great monthly award on the company blog. Here's the cool thing I thought is why we put it in the field guide. The employee gets the honor of holding on to this oversized, sought after, it says, lime colored shoe that they have. And so they get to display it in their office or put it on their desk, wherever they want to do that. I think I'd be carrying the shoe around with me if I won the shoe there. That's kind of cool. It means something at their company to make others great. Well, we talk about all the time here, if we're going to try to win, if we're going to try to be great, we're going to chase greatness, so to speak, we want to make sure we don't define that as we're just dominating everybody else, we're winning and everybody else is losing. That's not the way we want to think about it. In fact, I don't think I win. If I lie down at night and I didn't help somebody else win today, I really didn't win. And so it's this beautiful picture of an offensive lineman. You know, offensive lineman, we say, we had the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago. I talked about this. They showed up. They opened up holes so other people could score. They kept, in this case, they kept Patrick Mahomes, you know, sack free. He didn't get sacked. And the Eagles, I read, they had more sacks in a regular season than any team in 40 years. And yet they didn't get to him one time in that game. And because he was protected, they were actually able to win the game. And every great coach will tell you that the team, maybe the best quarterback is important. I mean, it is important, like it for sure. There's no question. But if you can't protect that quarterback, you're not going to win the game. And so the really great coaches will tell you the team that controls the line of scrimmage, they're going to be positioned to win most of the time in a football game. And I think leaders who understand this principle of servant leadership, it really is first among equals. If we show up every day, how can we help somebody else win? How can I open up a hole today so the people around me can benefit, not just in my workplace, but also in my home? I say it all the time. You're probably sick of hearing it, but if you win at work and you lose at home, I think you still lose. I want to remind you that you have the ability today to encourage somebody, to empower somebody, to transfer your power to somebody, to develop somebody, to speak life into the people around you. And if you will do that, you really are going to be on this leader that others want to follow track. I mean, you're going to be much more valuable if you start adding value to others. Now, you're no different than us. You're going to have to practice if you're going to do this. There's so many times that I'm tempted to do what's best for me, and it's called being human. And you're the same way. And so, if you've got these places where you're being a little selfish, you're being a little what's in it for me? Let's shift our mindset. Let's try to do everything we can today to add value to people around me, around you. And when you leave that encounter, or they leave that encounter, how amazing would it be if every single person they walked away from you today better than they were? So if you want to be more valuable, add more value. I think adding value communicates care to people, and really servant leaders continually seek to add value. I've given you a question every day. You might consider this question: how would adding value make you make you a leader that others want to follow. And if you've got people that you're not sure they're with you or not, are you really adding value to them the way you need to be? Maybe you pick one person this next couple of days and you say, I'm gonna do something to help them win. That might be just your first place that you start practicing. Let's make this a practice every day as we go forward. All right, we'll end our week there. I do want to say this before we go. We have another resource on our site, which you may be thinking about some of these heart habits, and I just want to give a little plug here for the latest resource we have. It's called Heart of the Hero. It's a graphic novel. I'm holding it up here on the YouTube channel. But you can go to shop.leadeveryday.com. Mark has written this with a guy named Jim Kruger. Jim was a former creative director at Marvel, and this is fantastic. I mean, if you have a young person that is into graphic novels, this is great stuff here. There's a guy in this book, Clay Swanson. He gets a heart transplant from a superhero, and just a fantastic book. We got a bunch of young people that have been reading this and getting great reviews on it. It's just come out. And again, this is available on our site, shop.leadeveryday.com. You can go get the Heart of the Hero. It might help you to activate some of the things that we're talking about with young people as well. Think about it. How many young people do we know that we don't want to be wise? That, you know, every young person should be teachable. Every young person should be positive. All of them should be responsible for their actions. Shouldn't they all be courageous? And how amazing would it be if people were trained from an early age to think others first, not to think about what's in it for me? And I mean, how amazing would it be if we started to have character being taught at a young age? And so this is an attempt for that to begin to happen. Hopefully that'll be a tool that'll be helpful to you as well. We're real excited about that. I think one of the things we can do to help the next generation grow in their character is to model what we want others to follow, not just in the workplace, but maybe in the home as well. And our kids will benefit from that as well. All right, we're going to give you a verse tomorrow. Hope you'll come back for that. Share with somebody today. Let's keep working on our character. We're going to build a high-performance culture, yes, but it starts with leaders who have a high-performance character. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for more Chasing Greatness.